My name is Zoe Lever. I am 13 years old. Today is November 25th, and I'm speaking with Laura Lever, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Chandler, Arizona. What was it like growing up in the 70s?
The 70s was really interesting, and it was a lot of fun. We lived in a great neighborhood, and it was a time that was so different than today, and it was much simpler, and it was the time when there was a lot going on in the country, and we built a fort. We named it the Hippie Haven. We didn't have rollerblades. We roller skated, and we wore, the clothes were so different. We wore bell bottom jeans. It was a fun time.
What was your first job like?
My first job was really scary because I was 15 years old and I wanted to get a job to make money, but I wasn't really old enough to work. So I lied about my age and I got a job at the mall at a little clothing store called Foxmore. And I was really, really excited about it, but I was so nervous about the fact that I lied about my age that after the first night working there, when I got home, as soon as I got home, I threw up because I had so much anxiety, and then I quit because I couldn't deal with the fact that I lied about my age.
What did you tell them about quitting? What was your excuse?
I just told them that I found another job because I didn't know what else to say, and I didn't want to tell them that I lied.
What was it like finding out you were pregnant?
Finding out that I was pregnant was really exciting and scary at the same time. It was exciting because we were doing in vitro fertilization, and the first time that we did that, it didn't work. So I was really happy the second time that it happened. But it was also really scary because I knew that your dad probably didn't have a good chance of living since he had such advanced stage cancer, and I was a little scared about being a single parent, but I was still really excited that I was having a baby. I was also a little sad because I knew that I was only going to be able to have one child, and we had hoped that we would have a boy and a girl, so I was excited I was having a little girl when I found that out. But I also was sad because I knew I'd never have a little boy. But it would have been the same feeling either way. If I had found out I had a boy, I would be excited about that, but sad I wasn't having a girl. So there were a lot of emotions.
If you ever had a boy, what would you name it?
If we had had a boy, I probably would have named him Nicholas after your father.
What music artists would you consider your favorites?
My favorite music, my all-time favorite band is still, to this day, probably the Beatles. And my favorite music is all the music pretty much from that era, the same time frame as the Beatles. The Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Doors, the Janis Joplins, the Jefferson Airplane, just all those bands. I love all that music.
What's your favorite pet?
My favorite pet is dogs, hands down, no contest.
How many dogs have you had?
In my entire life, I've had 8 dogs.
Which one would you say is your favorite?
I can't pick a favorite, that's not fair. I love them all. And there was never one I didn't love. They all have their own personalities.
What hobby did you take the most seriously?
The hobby that I took the most seriously in my life was my ceramics and my pottery.
How did you take it to the next level?
It was something that I had always wanted to learn how to do, and I never had the opportunity when I was younger. So when I finished graduate school, I started taking classes, and I kind of thought that it would be a little easier than it was. And So then I decided that I was a little discouraged, but I decided to keep working on it, and I loved it so much that I kept taking classes. And then at some point when I got a little bit better, a friend of mine that I was taking classes with convinced me to start our own studio. So we rented studio space, and I bought a kiln, and I bought my own wheel. And then I decided to branch out and take classes at some new places. So I took classes at the School of the Art Institute in Chicago. And then I took classes, I was in a distance program at the Australian National University. And I also took some time off of work between jobs and went out to the Penland School of Crafts in North Carolina. So between all of that, I definitely progressed and advanced. I got to a point where I was making my own glazes, and I sold my work at various art shows.
Where would you live if you had the opportunities to?
Two places that if I had the opportunity to live would be Australia or London. I just absolutely love both after having visited them, and I could see myself living in either place. I did have an internship in London the summer of 1987, so I know the city really well, and I mean, I can't really say I actually live there, but I was there for 3 months, and so I know that would be a fun place to live.
Where was the favorite place that you've ever lived for a good amount of time?
Lincoln Park in Chicago, after college. It was just so much fun living in the city with my friends, and we lived right near Lake Michigan, and we used to go there every Saturday and Sunday in the summer, and we had our spot on the beach, and we used to hang out there, and the city was just so much fun, and going to Cubs games, it was a great time.
What was your favorite part of college?
My favorite part of college was being in my sorority and my sorority sisters. It really made going to a huge university easier, and kind of gave me an immediate group to identify with, and we did a lot of fun things as a house, including dances and exchanges, and we went to all the football games and tailgated, and it was just really a good time.
What's the hardest lesson you've learned?
The hardest lesson that I've learned, I think, which is going to sound strange, is that it's not enough just to be smart. You have to be willing to work really hard to get ahead in life.
What made you realize that?
Well, growing up, I always got really good grades, and I was always near the top of my class, and my dad was really, really proud of me, and he kept telling me that because I was smart, that I would do really well in life, and he never really pointed out that you also have to work hard, and he made me think that relying on my grades was enough. And then because I wasn't athletic and I wasn't in any sports, you know, I think a lot of kids like you with your tumbling learn through sports that you only accomplish things through hard work, and school came pretty easily to me. So it wasn't until I started working that I realized it wasn't just enough to be smart. And it was kind of a hard lesson because I just grew up thinking I could rely on my intelligence, and that wasn't true.
What era would you live in if you could?
Oh gosh, this kind of ties back to the music question. If I could have grown up in, like, and when I say when I say grow up, if I could have been in like high school and college in the 60s, I think that would have been like so much fun. I think that would have been a really neat time to be in high school and college, just with the music and the just everything that was going on in the country at the time with the, you know, the civil rights movement.